Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good, the Lord is wonderful, the Lord is kind, God is so awesome, and we are thankful to God for providing us another day's journey. And I'm thankful for all of you joining us live, and thankful to God for even those who will be listening later on sometime today to this call. Today is day 22 of our 40-day sojourn and our time of Lent, 22 days, which means we got 18 days left. So we focus on the numbers, but we focus on what God is doing, and that's most important. All right, beloved, there is a word from the Lord, and that word comes to us from the Gospel of John, John's Gospel, chapter 3. I'm going to go down to verse 28. John 3, I'm going to begin reading at verse 28 and stop reading at verse 30. 28, 29, and 30. John's Gospel, chapter 3, is where we are, beginning at verse 28 and going down to verse 30. I believe the Lord has a word for us this morning, right here in this little snippet of Scripture. So here begins the reading of God's Word. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine and is now complete. He must become greater. I must become less. I love it. Love, for just a few minutes, I want to talk about less is more. Less is more. Love it, I believe that many people want Jesus to increase in their lives. Jesus to be evident, seen, that Jesus is all around. That we become more and more Jesus people, that Jesus increases in our hearts. And that's because we want to exalt the Lord and see him exalted in the lives, not only ourselves, but in the lives of others as well. But the problem with some of our prayers that we pray is that when we're praying for the Lord to increase, some people want God to increase them too. So, Lord, as I'm living my life so that you can be exalted, Lord, won't you turn around and exalt me too? But no, that's not quite right. That's not the spirit of what it means to continuously exalt the Lord. It's not about us being exalted along with the Lord. But it's about us exalting God and God alone. If God becomes greater, then we must become less. In fact, less is more. The more we do for God, the more we are like lowly individuals who are exalting the Lord. The more God can become visible, and it's less about us, but it's more about him. So the relevant question this morning is, how does Jesus become greater? And how do we learn to be less so that God can be more? How do we learn to be less so that God can be more? There are three things out of this text that I think will help us on that front. Number one, less is more when we understand that we were sent only to be servants. Sent only to be servants. So right here, beloved, let's look at verse 28 and then the A clause of verse 29. Here's what verse 28 says. You yourselves can testify that I said I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. Now, what he's stating here, John is really responding to some questions that arose as there were the disciples of Jesus gathering and the disciples of John that were in the same region baptizing. And so an argument broke out between some of John's disciples and over certain people that were gathered there over ceremonial washing. And verse 26 says, they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, look, he is baptizing and everyone is going to him. The reality is they were looking at baptism as something that John started. But John corrected them. He said, listen, basically, I didn't start it. I'm just the servant. And what an attitude to have. I didn't start baptism. I'm just a servant. More people need to understand that God started it. God is the one that sent us. God is the one that decides to use us. God is the one that allows us to play a significant role of servitude. Also, we can exalt the Lord. Beloved, remember, we didn't start it. We're just servants. We are sent to serve. And when we do that, then less becomes more. We then, as servants, can exalt the Lord so that he can be magnified among the people. All right, there's more here, beloved. We must understand that the role of the servant means to always decrease that Christ may increase. Less is more. But the second thing I want to show you is that less is more when we wait for God's call and command. Less is more when we wait for God's call and command. Look at the B clause of verse 29. Here's what it says. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him. Friend that attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him. So, beloved, it's important to understand that what's taking place here, John is describing himself. John is that friend who attends the bridegroom, who attends and waits for the bridegroom. He was awaiting what instructions the Lord may have for his life. He was on the scene, paving the way, preparing the way for Jesus. And when Jesus comes, remember, he speaks to him and asks him to suffer that you would baptize me. And so he waits and listens for him. That's what it means that less is more. As we serve, we must be clear. Our Christian duty does not come from us, but we wait for orders. We wait for the call and command of God. And this is important, beloved. We wait for the call and command of God because God's orders trump our opinions. God's orders trump our opinions. And so before we do anything, is this something that the Lord shared with us to do? Before we try to engage anything, is this something that God wants us to do? We must wait for the orders that come from God. John was very clear. I'm just a servant. I'm just paving the way. I'm attending the bridegroom and awaiting his voice. I'm listening for him. Are you listening for the voice of the Lord? Beloved, there's one more thing I want to show you. And that's right here, the C clause of verse 29 and verse 30. Third and final thing I want to show you, that less is more, because the strategy is to always keep Jesus in the spotlight. The strategy is to always keep Jesus in the spotlight. Let's go to verse 29, C clause, and read till the end of verse 30. Here it is. He says here that joy is mine, is now complete. He must become greater, and I must become less. That joy is mine and is now complete. John is talking about himself, and really the strategy is always to keep Jesus in the spotlight. So John is saying to us that what he did as a servant, paving the way for Christ, once Christ comes on the scene, it shows now that his time, his mission, his call is complete. And that's the joy that has been completed. Because serving the Lord means lifting him higher. Remember, in John chapter 1, verse 29, John pointed to Jesus and said, "Look, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And so John knew that it was important to continue to lift Jesus higher. So when Jesus comes on the scene, he lifts him higher. And the strategy always is to lift Jesus higher and to keep him in the spotlight. Here's something, beloved, I think that is important for us to understand, that we must keep our feet on the ground, but continue to lift Jesus to the sky. The spotlight is his and not ours. We are only to live in the shadow of the light of the Lord. And so, beloved, when we know that less is more, we must decrease that he might increase. Like John says, he must become greater, and I must become less. Jesus must become greater in our lives, and we must take a lesser role. Verse 31 says, "The one who comes from above is above all, and the one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. But the one who comes from heaven is above all." Jesus is above all. He is greater than us. And our job is not just to exalt him so that we can exalt ourselves, but our job is to exalt him alone and be a lowly servant of the Most High God. I'll say this and then I'll pray. Matthew chapter 11, verse 11 says the following. "Truly I tell you, among those born of a woman, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet, whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Oh, what a powerful testimony. Jesus says, among those born of a woman, there's not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. He's giving John his flowers, his kudos. But Jesus says, yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. All of us are called to be nothing more than servants of the Lord. There are no celebrity Christians in the kingdom of God. That's a term and terminology that we have adopted here in this world. Beloved, less is more. Exalt the Lord. Be lowly and humble, and be his servant. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come on a Saturday morning grateful and thankful for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that we know and understand that we are just servants who have been sent to serve the people of God. We are grateful, Lord God, to understand that we await the call and command of Jesus Christ. That, Lord, it's at your orders that we move, not our opinions. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us what we need in order to continue to serve faithfully. And thank you, Lord God, that the strategy has always been to keep you in the spotlight, to lift you higher, Lord God, that our feet may stay on the ground, but that you may be exalted, that we stay on the ground and work, Lord God, and do what you called us to do, awaiting the time, Lord God, for the bridegroom to call the bride, which is the church, unto himself, a church that is without spot or blemish, a church that continues to serve. Thank you, Lord God. And then, Lord God, you testified of John the Baptist, saying no greater person is risen, no greater person is born of a woman that is greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. Thank you, Lord God, that it's not about being a celebrity. It's about not about notoriety. It's not about being visible among the masses, but it's about pleasing an audience of one. Help us, Lord, to remain lowly and humble and to serve you continually. God, we love you and bless you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. God bless you, beloved. I hope you got it. Less is more. Let's continue to keep our feet on the ground, and let's continue to lift Jesus higher. God bless you. I want you to get to church tomorrow. I know we're going to have a good time at First Baptist Church of Guilford, but wherever you are, go worship the Lord. Get the word, and I'll join you on Monday morning, early Monday morning, and we'll go forward with day 23. But today is day 22 of our time together. 18 more days left. Be blessed. Less is more.